This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. The biking community of Kalamazoo turned out last evening for a five-mile silent ride honoring the cyclist hit by an alleged drunk driver. Five people were killed and four were injured. Paul Selden is the director of road safety for the Kalamazoo Bicycle Club, and he's with Bike Friendly Kalamazoo. Paul, you are part of what seems to be a very large community of bicycle riders in Kalamazoo. Tell us about last night's silent ride.
Last night's outpouring of so many emotions was such a statement, a powerful statement, a silent statement in support of the families and the riders and friends who were touched by the senseless tragedy that occurred the evening of June 7th. I have heard estimates of up to 750 riders coming out of that parking lot at Arcadia Brewing Company last night, and it made me feel so much better than I had been feeling about the senseless tragedy that took place. So in that sense, the ride was part of what I think will be a gradual, it's been called a healing process, and that's not a bad way to put it.
But there's a long way to go.
There's many steps, and it'll be longer for some than others, but I'll tell you, this is a great community. Kalamazoo as a whole is just filled with people who have so much positive energy and are so creative. Even now, we are working on a number of things to try to, as Dory Belts of the River Church put it to me last night, to bring light into darkness. And that is exactly what we are trying to do. And I think it can be done. There are going to be other celebrations of life, put it that way. The lives of those who were lost, lives of those who were injured, celebrating the lives of the rest of us in the community who want to turn something so horrible into something positive.
And certainly this is something that not just the rest of Michigan, but the country, even the world, has known of this story. And now that I've got you as the director of road safety for the Kalamazoo Bicycle Club, I'd love your thoughts, if you could, about something. I was a very robust conversation I noticed today on Facebook, where someone who is a member of the bicycling community basically said, have we hit a stage where we got to admit bicycles and motor vehicles simply shouldn't share lanes? I mean, how can road bikers ever feel safe with texting and drinking added to the driving mix? What is your thought on that? Can cars and bikes safely coexist on the same stretch of road?
They do, and they do every day, and they do with each other, too, and they coexist very well. This is interesting because it's a conversation I had with a friend of mine, Pastor Dale Kruger, just this morning. He asked me more or less the same question. Mm-hmm. He's an ardent bicyclist, and he wondered, is it safe to ride on the roads? Well, it's never completely safe. Come on, we're all adults. We can realize there are dangers out here. But I'll tell you, Cynthia, I ride these roads almost every day. And there are thousands of drivers who pass me, many with wide margins, to show respect and courtesy when I'm on the road. And everything goes fine. In reality, we have to realize this is an anomaly, unfortunately, of tremendous tragic proportions. But it is just that, an anomaly. And if it weren't, we couldn't even cross the road. We'd be afraid to, you know, the proverbial, we'd be afraid to get out of bed in the morning. So in my mind, the roads are just as safe or dangerous, if you want to put it that way, because riding a bicycle or driving a car is not risk-free. But we're just as safe today as we were yesterday. We have to be vigilant. We have to know how to ride on the road if we're using the roads. We have to even know how to ride on a trail, a multi-use path, if we're trying to coexist with pedestrians and skateboarders when we're riding. That is always a requirement. We can't underestimate that. We should wear helmets. We should have well-equipped bikes with mirrors, you know, reflectors, all of that kind of thing. But having said that, met those requirements, I feel just as safe today as I did on June 7th before this tragic incident occurred. So that may sound like I'm ignoring the facts, but I don't think so. I think those are the facts. The drivers in our state, in our county, in our towns, by and large, are very safe, or we wouldn't even want to drive our cars on the road for fear of getting into an accident every day.
Well, Paul Selden is the director of road safety for the Kalamazoo Bicycle Club and also part of Bike Friendly Kalamazoo. You have a right to have that say. And we want to thank you for sharing your thoughts. And as you say, the conversation has begun. And if anything can come out of what happened on Tuesday night that makes everyone more aware of the need for safety, then, as you so well said, light can come out of the darkness.
Thank you, Cynthia, for giving me the chance and to give us some hope for tomorrow.